Israel, Kam b'shein mitzavim b'lechol. One place says, first the person is forcing you to eat. And now you make this statement, obviously you mean to say is, I do not want to eat by you. And you're bothering me so much, so I'm going to make a shvua that I will not eat. Like the Gemara explains. Masnis in and out, Mishnah, b'shein mitzavim b'lechol. Nobody is forcing you to eat. Therefore, the statement you say, you mean what you say. If you make a shvua sho'ichol, that I will eat, you mean to say that today you will eat. But rights, and this rights to the three lashonot here, the case is talking about, the misarvim b'lechol, that you buy your friend's house, and he's bothering you, come on, eat up here, come on, stay and eat. And you're telling him, no, 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 I don't want to eat. Ukoma, you say back to him, lo yachilna, I do not want to eat. V'lo yachilna, I do not want to eat. So therefore, when the person keeps on bothering you, you mean to make a shvua that what? I swear I will not eat by you now. When you swear, this is what you mean to say. I'm swearing that I will not eat from you. So even though his lashon was shavua shoichalucho, what he meant to say is like Rashi says, shavua shoichalucho, v'yisse shavua yehei olai ma shoichal mishalucho. What he meant to say is, the food that you want me to eat from yours should be to me with an yisse shavua. It's only over here because the person was first forcing him, come and eat. And you're saying, no, no, no. So now when you swear, for sure we understand what you mean is that the food that you want me to eat should be offered to me with an issa shua. Therefore, there's no stira. But when a person is not being forced, then shoichel means I will eat. Ravashi yomar tini shavua shiyech lecha. Ravashi says, no, change around this brisa. That the brisa means he swore shei oichel lecha, that I will not eat from you. Shei oichel. So Rav Ashi Yomah Tani learned Shavua Shei Oichel Lecha. It should be learned as Shavua that I will not eat from you. That's what the brisa means. So Murray's question, Yehochi, if so, Malam Emer, what do you have to tell me? The Korb Shita, what's the Kiddush of this brisa then? So Murray says, yes, Mal the time I would have thought to say, Lishna the Iskelei Lei. His mouth, his tongue just slipped. He did not really mean to say Shei, but really what he meant to say is, Shavua Shaykhul Lecha. But he started to say Shavua Shaykhul. So he said Shei. It was just a slip of the tongue. And maybe really he does not mean it. So we're going now that Shavua Shaykhul Lecha means I swear I will eat. But the Kiddush is now the person said Shavua Shei Yaykhul. So the question is, what does Shei Yaykhul mean? So he just slip and say Shei, or does it really mean it? That's the Kiddush. No, he really means what he's saying. And he means to say Shavua Shei Yaykhul Lecha, that I will not eat from you. That's what he meant to say. Rashi says, Nichshav le'niskav le'mishi, just slipped. He didn't really mean to say the word she. That's what I would have thought. Kamash lo know that l'maisi means it, and therefore to shvua, I will not eat. But usually, sh'aychul l'cho means, I will eat. Tana Rabban, look at a price like this. Mevate is shvua. First it says, lashon of mevate. This bread should be a mevate to me. You mean to make it into a shvua. It's a lashon shvua. Issa shvua. You say lashon issa, that this bread should be issa to me. Also, you mean to swear that you cannot eat it. Issa issa. If you say issa, it means an issa. We'll soon see what this means. But imat oimer issa shvua chayit. When you say the word issa issa, then it depends what you mean. If you say issa shvua chayit, you meant to make it swear that you should not eat. And therefore, if you do eat, you chayav a korban. But if you do not say the word shvua, then you're potter. So we'll soon see it doesn't make any sense. Rashi says, Isser, Isser. I don't know, potter. So what's like this? Potter. So what are you telling me? Imata oimer Isser shvua. You're telling me that when a person says the word Isser, Isser, then it depends what he means. If he also adds the word shvua, then he's chayav. Is that true? He just got finished saying Issa Shavuahi. First the Brisa said that both the word Mevata means a Lashon Shavuah and the word Issa means a Lashon Shavuah. So the word Issa, you're telling me, if a person says Kikazeh, Issa Alai, you mean to say this bread is also to me to eat? So what are you telling me now? When he says the word Issa, it depends that if he adds the word Shavuah, then he's Chayiv. If he does not add the word Shavuah, then he's Potah. What do you have to add the word shvur for? He just told me the word Isser itself means a Lashon Shvur. The Yehomarti just said, Isser Shvuru. To Marissa's Amr Abaya, Hochi Koma. This is what the Brisa means to tell us. Mevate Shvur. True. First it says the word Mevate, that's a Lashon of a Shvur. Mevate itself means a Lashon Shvur. Isser, when a person says Isser, that this bread should be also, then mitfas b'shvur. What it means to say is he wants to be tofas, means grab a hold, this should be like a shvur. Rashi says, Hokikoma, mevate shvur. Koime mevate kika zeolai. This bread should be mevate to me, koime shvur shloyach lenu. He meant to say, a swearing, I will not eat it. And if you eat it, you chayav a korban el v'yerid. Issa though, that's mitzvah b'shvur. Isser alai kikazu. Somebody says this bread should be isser to me. Harehu to me. What do you like? Shenish bala kikar. That first you swear you're not going to eat this bread. So you put like an isser shvur upon you that you cannot eat this bread. For chazav v'yoma, then you go and say a second time, al kikar achar, on a second piece of bread, harei zeh kizeh, that the second piece of bread should be to me like the first bread. That's called shehitfis es hasheni berishin. You compare a second one to the first one. That's called hatfasa. That you want the kedusha, the ister upon the first bread to go now upon the second bread. The more saying, the first one says lashon of ister. If you say kika ze ister alai, it's like you are saying that this bread should be matfis, should be like another bread that's also with a shvua. That's what you meant to say. Now,
let's see.
Most more talks about it. So, Martha the Merrill's like this. Isser, Isser. What does that mean to say? Rashi says, Umayu Isura Shalisazer. Now, what's the halacha? You're telling me when you say the word Isser, it means like you'd be mitzvah Tishvua. So, what is the halacha if you say one piece of bread should be like another piece of bread that's also to you with a Shvua? What is the halacha? So, it depends. If you hold that when you matfit one bread in another bread that you made a shvur on, it's considered like you're speaking out of shvur now, therefore you'll be chayav a korban el v'yerid if you eat the second piece of bread. If you hold it's not kimoitzi shvur, then you'll be potah, Rashi says. Somebody says, Issa kika zeolai. For that alone, chayat korban if you eat the bread. Because the lashon of Issa means you're like being matfis now. You want to grab a hold of another Issa that's on another piece of bread and put it on this one. That's the shaila. If you use a lashon as fosah, is that like your mitzvah shvur now? That's what the Braisa means to say. That Isser is totally in the shaila of matzvah b'shvur is chayiv enough. Now the Gemara says, Omimai de mevata shvur. How does the Braisa know to say that the word mevata? That's like you're saying a lashon shvur. The pasuk says, Oy nefesh ki shisov alavata b'tzvasayim. The person makes a shvur. And the Lashon is Lovate Mitzvasayim, he speaks out with his mouth. Issa, so therefore the word Lovate means a Shvur. Where it says, if so, Issa Nami, the more you said the word Issa, is only a Matzvis B'Shvur, Issa itself is also a Lashon Shvur. The Pasuk says, Kol Nedev, Kol Shvuas Issa. Those are Lashon of Shvuas Issa. It's like it says Lovate Mitzvasayim, it says Shvuas Issa. So I should also say the word Issa means the Lashon Shvur itself. So it's Ella true. It's from a different passage though. Ella mimai the Issa mitzvahs b'shvur. Why are you telling me then that Issa only means the mitzvahs b'shvur? So we're here the passage mashmit the Lashon Shvur itself. So why are you telling me it's a hatfas only? There's another passage that says I osra Issa al nafsho b'shvur. Because this is what he's making an Isser upon himself with the Shvur. So it says, Oy Osra Isser, the Shvur, Rashi says, Mashma, Sher Sarti Yomatkasosoi, the Dover Shinish Polot Kvar, that you've been totally this in something else. So this person is Mashma, Yosra Isser. You're making an Isser now, which depends upon something else that's offered already. If so, mevatanami, when a person says that this bread should be a mevatolai, also, nami, the pasuk says, l'chola sheyevatu adam bishvua, anything you are mevatah in a shvua, which should be mashma, that first you make a shvua on a different piece of bread. And now you say, mevatah kikazer, the second bread should be to me, meaning like the first bread. So maybe lashon mevatah is also only you're being matfit. You're saying this should be like that, but not that it itself is the original lashon shvua. So why do you say mevatah is the original lashon shvua, and the word iser is not? They should both be equal. Ela rather amar abaya mevatah shvua mihocha. Why do I say the word mevatah means the shvua from over here? The pasuk says v'imho yosi eliyish unadoreho leho. So she's married, and she has... Why is he a liish? No, in the real law, yes, that she's married now, and she still has a durum on her. Oy mevates vaseho, asher osra anavsho. So it says to what she has the durum, and she, or else she has mevates things that she spoke out from her mouth, that she made osra on herself. V'yilu shvua loikomar. Over here it does not say a loshen shvua. So what does the word oy mevates vaseho mean? Because that itself is the Lashon Shvua. For my Yosra Atzma, how did she make herself also? The Miftah. So see, the word Miftah itself is a Lashon Shvua. So here it doesn't say an extra word Shvua. Not that you be Mavata, you be Matfis, this, in something else. But rather here you're starting out the Shvua. The Lashon Miftah is, I'm speaking out, this piece of bread now should be also to me with a Shvua. So Mavata means Shvua. Is the only that this should be like something else, you're being matzvis within something else. Rav Amar Rav says like this, L'yelam really, Emelach, I could tell you, mitzvahs b'shvua, lav k'maytze shvua mitivdami. No, they just are matzvis b'shvua. They just say this bread should be to me like another piece of bread that's already offered to me with a shvua that is not considered like you made a shvua now. And you will not be chayiv a korban, you will not be chayiv a malchus. This is what the Brisa means to say then. Miftah shvua. If you say a loshen mavata, that's a loshen of a shvua. You mean to say this bread should be yosef to me? It's a loshen shvua. Issa nami shvua. A loshen iser also means a loshen shvua. Asrei the iser. But what kind of iser does this loshen have when you say the word iser? Yeah, is hitilu akosiv be neder l'shvua. The pasuk puts this iser between a neder and a shvua. The Rashi says, "Haina pirish the iser iser." This is what the Brisa before meant to say. That what is this iser? In ma'atoyim of avikav, Rashi says, "Isha shel iser shemati l'chosh shvua." That I'm telling you that the word iser means a shvua. It's not true. It's not all the shayness, but rather the Torah puts it between a neder and a shvua, like the Gemara says, like the Gemara. Hitilu akosiv be neder l'shvua. So it depends. Hoitziyu b'loshen neder neder. B'loshen shvua shvua. It depends how you say the word iser. Iser is put in between shvua and neder. Usually the klal is, the Gemara Nedarim says, a shvua is, you're answering yourself on the bread. The main thing is talking about yourself. Neder is, it's nisachetza. You're saying the bread should be also to me. Kikas de olai, that's a lashon neder. So if you use the lashon shvua, you always mean a shvua. But here when you say the word iser, it depends how you use it. If you say kikas de iser olai, you mean to use it a lashon neder. If you say oser olai, lechol kikas de, that's a lashon shvua. So the word iser is put in between shvua and neder. It could mean either one, depending upon how you use it. Do you use it with an iser gavra, I nalar eat it? Or do you use it with an iser chetza, this piece of bread is aser on me? That's what the Brisa means. That's the law, that's the chiddush of iser. Now the Gemara says, heichen atilu, where's the pasuk that puts the lashon iser in between a shvua and a neder? Sure, it should depend how you say it. It says, So it says here first lashon of nodro. V'imbeis isha, when she was married, she made the neder. Or she made an isra al nafsho v'shvua, the lashon shvua. that says the word Isser in between the Neder and in between Shvua. So that's the Chiddush. That when it's the Lashon Isser, it itself is a Lashon Shvua. It's not a Lashon Hatfosa. If you only say this should be like that, it could be you're not chayiv at all. It's not a Lashon Shvua. But the word Isser is a Lashon Shvua. What does the Braisa mean to say? It depends how you use the word. If you use the Lashon Gavra, it's a Shvua. The Lashon Chetza, then it's a Neder. The Yodlo Tamayo, it comes out from Machlekes here, where the Matzis B'Shvua is chayiv or not. That Rav says, Matzis B'Shvua is potter. Rav says, Matzis B'Shvua is potter. And Abaye before said, not like that. The Gemara says, the Yodlo Tamayo, they go according to their own Tam. Yitma will learn, Matzis B'Shvua. What's the luck if somebody says, Kikah there, this bread should be like another piece of bread that's also to be with an Issa. It's like you spoke out of Shavua, and if you eat the second bread, you'll be chayav a korban el v'yerev b'shoygeis. Rav Amar no, lav k'moytzi shavua v'piv dami. It's not considered like you spoke out of Shavua. You did not say the second bread is also to you with the Shavua. You only said the second bread should be like the first bread. A Rav holds that's not considered a lashon Shavua. The Torah is not mechadish. Hatfosa should be chayav. Therefore, that's the machlokes over here, that Rav says Lashon Isser in itself is a Lashon Shvua. And Abaye says, no, a Lashon Isser means a Matfis B'Shvua. Maybe I have a question. It says, Gemara in the Dorim, a Zeyu Isser on the Torah, what's the real Isser, what's the real Neder that the Torah talks about? What's the main Isser there is? So like this, so Omer, somebody says, Horei Alai, Shiloi Oichel Basar, it's upon me not to eat meat, v'shloyesh b'yayin ash not drink wine, ki yoyim shemesh b'yoviv, like the day that his father died, like his yortzeit. Rav ki yoyim shemesh b'yploini, the day that somebody else died. Rav ki yoyim shenero b'gedaya b'nechikam, it's from Gedaya. Ki yoyim shero yushlaim b'chobona, like the day I saw yushlaim b'chobona, is also. So somebody says, it's the Lashon of Atfosa. He's saying, this bread or this wine should be to me the same way on that day I'm not allowed to eat. Now V'yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, V'ushenodur abom yoysi ayoyim. That we're talking about that on that day already on the yortzeit, you already have a neder, you're not allowed to eat on the yortzeit. Or you're not allowed to eat on the day, Shinera B'Gadaya, there it's better, the tzoyim, the fast, or as Kiyom Shavoy Yishlam B'Chobona, it means that that day, you already made B'yis the neder. You already made a good Lashon neder, that on the yortzeit, you're not going to eat. And now, another day of the year, he's saying, I want today to be like that day. That's the Gufa Isser. That's the Iker Isser Neder in the Torah, is the Lashon of Atfosa. That you're saying, this should be like that. So, this is the Iker Lashon Neder. So, Moshe says, Bishlei Malabai Korta, why it's very good. Midah Matfis B'Neder Neder, Mitfes B'Shvua Shvua. Just like the Monodorm says, that the Iker Isser of a Neder is through Hatfosa. So it's good Abaye that he says by Shmu, it's the same halacha. By Shmu also, if you say Kikah Zeh should be a lie, should be also to me, like that bread that's also to me with the Shmua, it's chal, it's a Lashon, it's considered like Meitzi Shmu Mekivdami. Just like by Neder, that's the Iker Issa, so what did by Shmu also you